I've been hearing through Leslie, I've been gone for 3 weeks, but I've been hearing about the stories and the names being written down, and people that have been a witness of faith in this church, and you know, it's pretty awesome. There's a huge amount of people that have witnessed to me in this church, and I started coming to this church when I was in high school. I moved here to Warsaw at the beginning of my high school years, and we had moved around a lot as a child, and one of the first things I would want to do when we moved was to find a church. And so when we moved to Warsaw, Lou Ann Reeser, she's now Lou Ann Holmes, invited me to come to church here. So I came to youth group with her and church. I spent a lot of time with the Reeser family. And so, you know, I came to church here, and I hadn't been coming very long, and you know, I felt like God was calling me to be a part of this church, to be a member of this church. And J.D. Little was the minister at the time, and at the end of each service, he would say, have an open invitation for anybody to come that wanted to join the church. And you know, I felt every Sunday, you know, God telling me, you know, you need to just walk down there and do that. And so one particular Sunday I did. And I mean, JD, when he saw me coming down, I know he was very surprised, because I had not spoken to him about this. I just, you know, took on faith what God was telling me to do and walked down. And I had not been baptized. And even though I attended church as a child, I had not been baptized at that point. So he baptized me that day, and I became a member of this church. And, you know, I was 16. And at the time, I didn't even realize how important this church would be to me, and that God at that time was remembering my future and what was going to be happening in my life, and how much I would need the support of this church. And you know, I have formed some of my best friendships have been formed right here through this church. And this community, this family has just, you know, have taken care of me. And through the good times and the bad times, and there have been plenty of both. And I'm just so grateful that God knew when I was 16 what this church was going to provide for me, what he was providing for me. And, you know, one of my worst times was when my son was in a horrible car accident. And, you know, the faithfulness of this church and the prayers of this church, you know, saw me through that time. And I'm just so grateful for that. And I'm the way this church has lifted my family up in prayers, and I mean, you all have prayed with me, cried with me, and you know, smiled with me and celebrated with me over weddings and funerals and births and all sorts of celebrations, and it's just good to know that I have an extended family here in the church. And you know, one of the things, you know, the song we all learn as a child, the church is not a building, the church is a people. And that's so true. It is a people. But yet at the same time, I was just so thankful that this church is here that I could walk into and become a member of. And, you know, each of us here have an opportunity to be an influence to someone else. And we don't know, you know, how we're influencing or going to be a part of someone's future, and that God, you know, has put us here for that, for a reason. And I'm just thankful that he knows our future and provides for us exactly what we need. And there's just so many great saints from this church, and their names are up on that wall, and it's just great to see that. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie, very much.